Yo, what's good? It's the Hard Food Podcast.
Back again.
You like that? The
my name is Juice English.
The Zen.
The Little Harland.
The Zen. You like that?
My name is Juice English.
Saxon King.
And this is
back again.
Episode 2 of season 3.
Yep.
What we saying? We've got Timbo Slice in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
DJ in the building.
Yo.
Christian Subs in the building.
Hello, hello.
Big up Subs.
Hello.
Big up. Welcome back. What is everyone saying? How are we doing? Have I missed anything? I feel like I missed something. That's it, innit?
That's it?
That's normal,
what we saying?
How we doing? How's your week been? I've got a lot to get through.
My week?
Yeah.
I've had a good week.
Yeah. Better than last week.
The last time. Yes. Better than the last time.
On your phone, so I can take pictures.
Better than last time.
What?
He wants the phone to take pictures. Yeah, better than last week. It's just more stability. I've never really had a bad week. It's just as always. I feel like people don't have as much going on as I do. Not in a bad
way. Sorry.
We're all
time wasters that sit there and we're at home twiddling our thumbs.
I never have time to just like chill at home.
Okay.
Like I'm always like on the go. And active and
yeah. Do certain people that I can't stand. How do even people stand and sit home and watch Netflix?
Seriously? The best if I want to get to on Netflix, I got no time.
Okay, you're busy.
But, you know, stability is coming.
Okay.
Stability is the goal.
But you've been busy.
Been busy. Okay. Good busy. But, yeah, man, everything's been all right. Everything's been blessed. Everything's been cool.
That is cool.
How about you?
It's been a busy week, but obviously not as busy as you.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously.
Well, in my my lazy, unbusy
chilled life,
you know.
Yeah. I mean, at your age, you should be like easy enough now, anyway.
Oh, thanks. Anyhow,
cold as ice.
I had a poser seminar in Manchester, which went well.
Oh yeah.
Obviously, want to big up all the guys that came through. And the sponsors, Contest Sports and Chosen Few Athletics.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sponsored, but I've just been repping from there. Chosen Few.
As I was saying, so big up them guys. And yeah, man, it was a good time in the seminar. However, Manchester's rainy, you know.
Trust.
Like, ridiculously rainy. Like, I'm talking like, you know how sometimes we have, like, just rain and then eventually it stops for a bit? Or it calms down for a bit?
Yeah,
it carries on. No.
It's been like
You don't understand. Like, Manchester's rain is just, like,
especially from the train station walking down. It's weird.
It's just rain.
It's just weird.
Yeah, I haven't been to Manchester often, but I know that Wolves was raining a lot.
Bro, this it weekend. Wasn't like Wolves. It was worse than Wolves. Like, you got to think, yeah.
We was in here.
No, I guarantee. No, people told me. People said, "Oh, it was bad from such a time." Then it laid off for a bit. Then it carried on. No, Manchester, it's just consistent,
non-stop.
Bad rain the whole day.
Nah, but this weekend was wild.
No.
Oh, it was wet, man.
Manchester rain is different. Them kind. You know what? In all the times I've been there, I think the only time I've been there in the daytime and it hasn't rained was when I went to see England, Jamaica.
Yeah, because the Jamaicans were in town.
Years ago, bro.
You went there?
Years ago.
But you see that game? Yeah, that was when I realised that Jamaicans are on some shit. Because you see, like, real talk. Because you see, I went to that game, yeah, and I was like, oh shit, I'm at a football game. You see, like, when they do the Mexican wave and that.
Yeah.
So you see, like, the Mexican wave, like, it's supposed to go around the stadium and that quick thing, hey, gas thing. You see, when it got to the Jamaica part of the
stadium, like
the bogle. Mexican waves was just there for time. Like, it weren't moving on in that. It was the whole party every time it came around.
Nah, but that'd be sick, though, like a bogle in unison.
Nah, it was good still. The vibes.
That's wild, man.
Like a Mexican wave, isn't it? Like a bogle wave.
But what happens to the people who can't do it?
He could not do a bogle.
There's loads of people who probably can't.
A bogle, that's...
Trust me.
trust me, enough people
even, you know what still. Put, firm. You know what it is? It's because everyone can do it, but not everyone can do it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's one of them.
Yeah, man.
Some people like this.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that, Bob? What's that, the Western's jewel? You know what?
John Wick
no, Ball. What's funny though? What's funny is that you'd say, oh, you do it like this. Yeah, and they'd be like this. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah. It's like, no, you're not getting it. You're not getting it.
Notice.
But that's how people are.
They're probably end up being a robot. Peter Crouch.
Some people just don't have the body mechanics. So, yeah. Like, I noticed this like a few months back. So, I was doing some boxing at the gym.
Yeah.
And this kid is like, oh, so, like, how did this boxing raise it? So, okay. So, throw a jab. And, like, because the kid doesn't understand what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
He thinks that you should do it like this. But no, you look silly.
Like, you know what?
There's a whole process, like from mind to body,
word.
And then you actually like act it out.
How old's the kid though? How old's the kid?
He's about 15, 16.
Oh, does he even watch boxing? That's what I want.
That's another thing. That's another thing. Because like, if you know what it's supposed to look like when you throw a shot,
yeah,
you kind of, you know what I mean. But
well, I was gonna say,
okay,
like,
so let me ask you a question. Yeah,
struggles.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. So like, if I said to you, ah, take a free kick like Messi, could you do it?
I could.
No, you're right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, so. He could though. He might not beat the wall, but he could do it like Messi.
Yeah.
Same
yeah.
with me. I might not beat the wall.
So I'm just saying, yeah. Tim would kick the ball and it would hit the centre midfielder in the face.
Firm. I ain't gonna lie. It would roll to their
feet. Tim would go, yo. Yeah, true still. But yeah.
Manchester Ryan.
Manchester Rain was bad, and aside from that, any man been to Trafford Centre?
Yes.
No.
Bad.
No.
Only that one time when I went to the game.
Bro.
The weekend before COVID.
It's ram really? All the time.
Is it better than Boring? That's what I keep hearing.
Is Boring good?
No.
You know what? Like,
no,
you know what it is? You know what it is? It's like...
That one part of Boring is good. The rich part of Boring is nice.
What's the rich part? It's all like, the same.
Isn't it Eastmoor? It's Eastmoor and Westmoor, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Southridge, isn't it?
Yeah, the Southridge.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah. I don't know.
But like...
Know. Because the only reason why I say I don't know is because you see where you got the Foot Locker and all that stuff down there. There's a few all right stores there.
Boring's
all right.
Boring's cool.
I think...
And Grand Central now.
The Selfridges, that's the side of the Hugo Boss and thing, yeah?
Yeah.
All
the designers there.
Still.
Yeah.
What constitutes a good shop? You know what I mean? What constitutes a good mall or shopping centre?
Luxury. Luxury.
Yeah. Yeah. I like shopping then, because I hate going shopping.
I like going shopping.
I like shopping when I had money, okay, at one time.
Even if I have money, I hate going shopping.
I like shopping for me.
You know what? Like, I think 5 years ago, I did like shopping, but now, I just can't be bothered.
I think, was it here last week? I said I find stuff online and I'm like, yeah, cool. Found it. Now I know what I'm going to. I'll probably go to the shop. Yeah, where can I find this? Show them the picture. Yeah, it's
online, you weirdo.
I don't know. Click on it. Yeah. Or I made,
got it in the basket, you know.
Yeah. So I made an order. Can I collect this? Yeah, it's behind the counter. Hey, thanks.
Okay. No. I don't know. I don't really enjoy shopping like I used to now, I think. When bills take you.
Jeez. Yeah.
Shopping just like...
See, okay, but the next time I go shopping, I want to go shopping without knowing what I want. I want to go shopping...
That sounds like a waste of time, you know?
No, because then basically you're not looking for... Like, okay, every time I've been shopping, it's like, yo, I need a t-shirt for this weekend, I need a jumper, so I'm looking for a t-shirt.
But then you'll come out with some foolishness that you don't want.
No, but that's the fun, isn't it? That's got to be the fun.
So you walk around... Like rich people things, you know?
But that's what I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Like, obviously, take out a credit card fresh that weekend and then go. And you just walk in, oh, look at this Hawaiian shirt. I might go Hawaii one day, like...
You're going to come home, we're like, yeah, I didn't know I need that dent in my credit file.
Well, then that's why everyone keeps the receipt. I'll just do a quick haul for YouTube and then send it back.
Influencer. Why not?
I just think...
Get like... ready with me.
Fam, you know how I was lost when I saw a GWM... Get red. GRW...
M, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, groom, what's that mean?
Yeah, no, I thought it was Graham Daly.
Seriously, I was like, what Americans on this now? Like, it's weird. And there's like, get ready with me. Oh...
No, but it's just it's an excuse for the girl to be half naked.
Basically.
For like a split second. It's like, they always start off in their underwear.
I've never seen these videos.
You don't want to see them. Trust me.
There is one woman who I watch get rid of still. That's how I'm online. It's online, guys. It's online. It's okay. It's online.
Yeah.
It's okay when it's online.
Did you drop a light?
Do I drop a light? Let me check. I think I do. She's from Atlanta anyway.
Man's a peeping Tom right here, man. About I watch this woman get ready, nigga.
Show her your Hawaii shirt in the DM.
I haven't got the credit card yet.
Nah, but to be fair, it is good. It's mad busy though, compared to Bullring. It's busier than Bullring.
Okay,
like okay. Ridiculously busy, fam. Like it's big. The only reason why I know it's big is because
pause.
I couldn't. Pause that. The only reason why I know the shopping mall is of a large capacity.
Nice, like that, yeah, cool.
It's because, bro, you know when you go from, say, one end of Bullring to the other, it don't take that long because you realise, okay, I'm passing this shop.
That's light, yeah.
Go past Nando's, go past this, get there, and then you're there at the shop. Bro, I'm talking like, you know when you actually realise you're walking? And you realise you're still walking.
Yeah.
And you realise you are still walking. Yeah. This it was like to walk from, I think it was JD, to get to, wife wants to look at some just stuff for the kids in Primark. Bro, you know when you're walking from one side of NEC, clean onto the other side?
Yeah.
You know that long walk?
Yeah.
It was like that. It was a long walk. The place is big and it's ram. Ram out. So, I must make some peas.
Definitely.
Ram, bro. Ram.
Definitely.
But, yeah, man. That was good. And yesterday, I know you're probably going to say, oh, but last week you said you don't go places. I went to watch Lion King with the wife. The theatre.
Okay.
It was six still.
Yeah.
It was six still. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. And I know people are going to be like, Adrian, how in the world can you say this? But the young Simba, yeah. My boy needs to work on vocals, little still. I don't care if you're 10. Need to work on that voice.
That's
because cool. Realistically, yeah. Like, you're supposed to sing. I shouldn't hear your accent while you're singing.
He's keeping it real, though.
Nah, but still, it was mad, bro.
What's like, from the end, you know?
What's the Lion King song again? Kuna Matata.
That's one of them.
Oh, Can't Wait to Be King, innit?
Yeah.
Like, you can't butcher that song, though.
No, he did.
He butchered it.
Yeah.
I butchered it, like, or he just wasn't good enough.
Okay, people might say, I've got high standards. Yeah. However, the boy's voice, I'm not knocking him. I'm just saying.
I hope you don't see this, you know.
I know.
Trust me. What
young problems. Man, well done.
God for butchering the Lion King.
But, do a bit more vocal training. Because it wasn't the best.
But he had a stomach bug and something going on.
Maybe he was nervous.
It could no. He's been doing it for a whole week.
Yeah, but you was there in the crowd. You was there. You get me.
Thought your sex is here. Oh, yeah. No, your back. You know. What's going on?
But I think so when you get in, yeah. Have you like been to the theatre?
Yeah.
So, a long time ago.
Obviously, you get in. Whatever.
I watch Billy Elliot.
Sometimes they're kind of like you see when you have people that just like. Jobsworths.
Yeah.
Do my head in.
What does that mean?
So this, like, they just... I'll explain in a second. So basically, they're like, you got 5 minutes to get inside the performance and this is your last warning. So boom. The woman that's next to us is like, can I get to the bar? Yeah? I'm like, okay, whatever. Basically. The woman behind us. You can't go. You the last warning has happened. You can't go. If you go outside and they shut the doors, you won't be able to get back in. I was like, you told this woman to start talking.
She wants it.
She just another spectator.
Yeah.
Telling the woman about. Oh, you can't go out. You can't go out. No.
Should I get a drink?
You've got to stay. I was just like, that's just too annoying, kids. Yo. I don't mind kids going, like, you know, going places. I got kids of my own, but don't get it twisted. I left them at home. I mean,
Did the kids like Lion King as well?
Yeah, but this is like, you know, it's a present for the wife and that. So, and then yeah, I'm in this thing now. Why is the boy sitting behind me popping up the place?
Mama's bringing the sense of the Serengeti.
Bam!
Man, could you smell it or you could hear it?
Bam!
Either one is
better. Man had Pumba on the screen and behind me. Like, man popping up the place.
4DX.
Bro, I'm talking like it was silent, yeah. And I hear a...
Yo, man, yo.
And then that was the first one. And I was like...
Yeah.
Then the second half happened. And then the kid's sitting there and you go...
Not even a sorry.
No, nothing.
Yo,
and then you know what, the joke is, yeah, when he did it, I just sat forward like this.
You know, I blame the parents because the parent, every time...
No, house training.
My daughter pop around and says, do you need the toilet?
No, but the thing is, you know...
I straight
but the joke is, the boy come out with, oh, my stomach's hurting me.
Shut up, man!
The mum should have took him to the toilet.
Should have come out and done what he needs to do outside. You've been in there for like 5 minutes. He's just started again.
That's bad,
and
you're popping
up the place. Bad parenting. You were directly in front of him.
Yeah.
And when he was pooping,
yeah,
you leaned forward.
Yeah.
He probably got scared, you know. You know, he probably got scared. He probably said, oh, my stomach's hurting. You know, there's excuse, sympathy. I think so.
Yo.
I would be shook. I would be scared.
All I know is, why would you put up the place? But performance itself was sick, you know. Like,
it should be. Like,
it is levels, you know.
It's like 30 years old, isn't
he? Like, levels, man. Like, practice. He's sick. He, like, some of the way that, it's not just, yeah, the acting was good, whatever. But it's the way that actually, like, choreograph everything. And, like, man, I just, yo, the ones that were sick was the hyenas. I didn't know how they did it. My man, these lot are in this suit yeting, and they've got the two legs, and they've got arms for their feet. They're like this. They're never on the floor. They're like this, but they've got something over their head, and it's got the face of the hyena. But at times, yeah, my man's got his hand in the mouth talking like this, and then the next minute, he's got his hands moving the feet, and I'm like, oh, how's he doing this? Like, he must be moving his hands so quick, I can't see nothing. But nah, it was sick. It was sick, man. Sick. What are you laughing for?
I was expecting a Lion King deep dive. Like.
Nah. It was sick, though. Nah, it was sick, though, fam. Like, go see it, honestly. Don't get me wrong. The tickets ain't cheap, but it's worth it.
Yeah, Lion King's always in theatres, isn't it? I think one day.
It's not cheap, but it's...
One day I watch it. Yeah, so, man. Mentioned 4DX. I forgot. I went to watch Mission Impossible.
What's it saying?
It was alright.
Is there a lot of running?
Yeah, it has to, innit? Tom Cruise has to get a couple of running scenes in. But some, like, I watched it in 4DX, innit? I left with injuries, man. Left with serious.
Is that the first time you watched 4DX?
Nah, second. But I feel like they turned, they ramped it up or something.
Yeah, they've gone up, man.
Yeah, they turned it up. Like, I was literally gripping onto the... Yeah. And it was literally just the car driving. Bam. Like, I don't get why the car was, like...
I watched The Last Guardians.
I watched Black Panther.
In 4DX.
Bro, and I watched Sonic. Sonic was sick.
I was getting dashed round.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Roller coaster business. And you know how I remember I watched the first Black Panther in 4DX. Yeah, I did. Because there's one part where man was getting tumped up and your back was going boom.
Yeah, I just don't get the little something behind that, like, tickles your ankles.
It's the
wind.
Air in it, the wind.
Like, why? No, it's like a little plastic thing that just tickles your ankles.
What's your boy that's
it's a little plastic thing behind or something that just tickles the back of your ankle, like your Achilles or not.
And it wasn't the wind.
No, you can feel the little plastic thing.
Was it a Cineworld?
It was 4DX, yeah. Cineworld. Next time you go Cineworld, next time
Jeez,
you go 4DX,
he's got some
yeah.
secret shots. No, there's a little
plastic thing.
Jeez.
It's a little plastic thing that just
listen,
tickles
listen,
the back of your ankle.
We ain't watching them films.
Yo, Mission Impossible,
man. Yeah, it might be a Mission Impossible for you.
It's the same film. Mission Impossible. They've got a little plastic thing tickling the back of your ankle.
No one's going on. Nothing.
Were you barefoot?
No, I had slides. Maybe that's why I felt it, because I had slides on. I had socks. Okay. But I could feel the something tickling the back of my ankles. And the water. I don't know.
You don't buzz it off.
Why the...
You see that?
They really need water.
You see that video? Like, you try.
It's the water effect.
When they say, like, you transport your
charger into the plug.
Yeah. Wasn't a hand, it was definitely a little piece of plastic. Definitely.
No, it was a little piece of plastic.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
Yo, just say I don't know what the word, but prayers or well wishes. Jamie Foxx. He came out and he's all right, man. He's alive. He's not cloned, as people are trying to say.
People were saying, why is his head so small? And they come with a clone thing.
Cheeks up, puffy.
And I was like, mad. Like, he's
been ill for how long?
Man's been ill. Yeah. So I'm glad to see he's well. Glad to see he's back on his feet and things. So,
100%.
You know what I mean?
Like, hospital ill, so they're probably pumping him with stuff and all that.
And he lost a lot of weight as well.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing, man.
But Jamie Foxx, one of my favorite actors, to be fair.
Yeah, man, he's sick. Glad.
Just everything. He does the music and the stand up and that.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that was good to see. Did you man see the 36G breast woman that dashed the bra on stage?
Yeah, the Playboy girl.
What's she like though?
Huh?
She's on Playboy now.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she's. Yeah, she is.
I hate this.
Why do you hate it though?
Why are you hating?
The woman that dashed the bra.
Why are you hating?
To Drake.
And then she got cyberbullies. And then Playboy said, we'll have that.
Nah.
Why are you hating? Why are you hating? I want to understand this.
Come here. Bring them titties.
This is the man that said free the nipple.
No. I'm hating at the pathway to Playboy. It's that easy to get on Playboy. Not even easy, but it's just obviously it's lucky or whatever, coincidence. I don't know. But
why are you hating?
Why are you hating? I don't understand that. Why are you hating?
Is it because she was in the toilet saying what she did?
She dashed her bra on stage to Drake. Drake said, fine with this woman or whatever. She posted a video saying, yeah, this is me.
Yeah.
And now she's on Playboy.
So?
And that's okay. That's norms.
She consented.
Fam.
Let her live.
Nah, like, hold tight to her. But like, that's just a bit weird, isn't it?
Nah. 38G, Playboy, it adds up.
I don't understand. Like, why are you choosing this specific thing to hate on?
But there's bare things you can hate on.
Where people have become famous overnight, or you know what? Well, yeah,
this is the same. Like,
the woman with the big titties is the woman that you want to be mad at.
I'm not. It's never
mad. You want to be mad at the woman? That,
like, I'm not mad.
He's hating on the chest. I don't get it.
So can we see the titties now?
I guess so. I guess so. I just
don't like the pathway. Like, what a pathway.
The pathway.
She put no grafting and she's on Playboy, one of the biggest, highest esteemed.
Yeah, man.
It's her genetics.
That's
like. Born blessed. World.
But there's plenty of big-breasted women in the world. Plenty.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. She got onto Playboy from going viral.
People do go viral and make money.
It's weird. It's
she look alright.
It's weird. Yeah, it's weird and wild.
She look alright. She don't look like.
Who looks alright?
The girl. She don't look like a madness.
The breasts.
Not like in general. She don't look like a madness.
The breasts.
That's what it's all about, though. Really. Like, I want to see the breasts.
Okay.
Is this really what you just?
You got Google No,
I'm hating at the pathway. Like, it's like. She put no graft. It's like, imagine I did
this. That's what he's like, yo, she's getting on the exposure and I haven't seen nothing yet.
That's the next part.
I need to try before I buy.
Imagine, bored out on a weekend at goals. Score a couple goals now, yeah. And imagine, like, someone was recording it.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, I get signed to the Saudi Pro League.
Well, I wouldn't hate.
More power to you?
I would hate on me if I wasn't me.
No, like, wouldn't.
Give me a call, yeah?
I'm bored out at goals. I'm bored out.
More power to you.
Yeah, hold tight. No.
Yeah.
Hold tight me in that situation. Hold tight her. But still, come on. Like, I've put no graft in to get to the Saudi Pro League.
Once. And you went viral. And people are like, oh shit, this guy's going crazy.
What is it? Like,
you wouldn't be MLS or Prem, so Saudi would make sense.
Exactly.
So you just a viral hate? You just hate viral moments in general? Hate's
a strong word. I'm not hating. It's not hate.
Okay.
Do you dislike overnight success? Is that what you're saying?
Kind of.
Okay, so it's a broader topic. You just have an issue with overnight success.
Overnight successes. It depends. I don't mind an overnight success. Overnight.
It's not about the titties.
Overnight. Nah.
Overnight success.
Nah.
She represents.
I love titties.
This is what she represents.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, that's cool. It's just that, like, if you're going
to... I'm not, because he said that's so sincere.
He was like, wait a minute. I love kitties, man.
But if you're going to...
I need to clip that. Clip that minute. Clip that moment. My man with cleanest of hearts. I love titties.
I didn't want no confusion. I'm not hating on titties. That's not just what's to going know. On. It's just like, if you're going to blow up overnight...
Let me not cap.
But how are you gonna blow up overnight and land on Playboy? That's a wild come on.
So you hate every little white kid that's been on Ellen?
Exactly. No, okay, see, no. If she ended up on Ellen, fair enough. If she ended up on Piers Morgan, or so, you know what I mean? Fair enough. She's on Playboy. You know how big Playboy is?
Playboy's not as big as it was.
Yeah, exactly. Playboy's kind of dead now. Playboy ain't got nothing going in now. It's not a thing. OnlyFans still... is the thing now.
Nah, but it's different, no. That's like self-employment. Like only.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, you don't need. Like... You don't need. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's not about Playboy no more.
No, but Playboy's like the stamp. It's like the Lil Wayne culture.
Is it though? Really? Like, because Playboy's not a thing like that no more.
Drake, Lil Wayne.
It's not in the culture no more. Playboy's not part of any sort of culture. Wow.
You got it already. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Playboy co-signed this woman. I don't know her name. What's her name?
Wow.
Yo, you're hilarious, you know,
Juice. I can't believe she's on Playboy. Like,
the Lil Wayne call sign is...
It's mental, isn't it? It's mad.
All right, carry on.
I just said, did you not see it? Like,
yeah, we saw it,
I'm surprised she's on Playboy.
It's one of them ones, bro, like, because it happens. Bro, it's just one of those viral moments.
No, but everyone was like, yo, obviously you've seen the brow size and then you saw her face and was like, oh, like, this is what was attached to those.
Wow.
Nah, but
that's a bit low. That's a bit rough.
Wow.
That's a bit disrespectful.
Savage.
That's a bit disrespectful.
I'm saying what people said, not what I said.
No, but I'm saying that is a bit, even to repeat that, that's a bit disrespectful.
Because she pulled a face and that, and it just looked a bit like...
That, like, kind of just like counteracts your sincere I love titties.
I don't pull a face and I don't look. Say it again.
That whole sentiment just counteracted your whole sincere I love titties.
I do love titties, but I'm saying, like, literally, like, people weren't expecting her to be attached to the...
But no one had really no expectation.
Yeah, I think we had expectations. No, Drake had expectations.
No.
Drake? Yeah, that's why he's like, yo, fine with this woman.
Have you seen Drake lipsing up that... What's her face?
What's her name?
Lipsing. I've seen him with Sokiana.
No, not her. What's that? Is it... Is that girl? Is it her?
Was it on stage?
No.
Sophie knows better.
Picture. Is she... Is that booty hole brown girl?
Yeah, Sokiana. No, Sexy Red.
That's it.
Yeah.
I saw it. I was like,
She's alright though. She's ratchet. That's how she looks.
It's just some people's taste.
Disgusting. Damn, that's harsh. That is harsh compared to what I said.
She don't look good, man. She don't look good.
I'm not gonna pass you the mic for that
at all.
Don't say that in the mic.
But
damn,
as you were saying.
No, I'm just like, now I want to see the breasts. If she's in Playboy, she wants me to see the breast. Not me.
She wants you to.
Not me personally.
She wants you to.
She wants us. The whole room.
No, she wants you to.
101.
So, once you feel... Okay, once you see the display,
mm-hmm.
would you feel vindicated and, like, be all right with everything?
I'm all right with everything now.
Are you sure?
I don't know, actually.
You know what?
No, because, for real, have you got the Playboy sort of there?
No. I was going to say, is that, like, because Playboy have kind of moved away from being... as sexual as they were before, since Hugh Hefner's died and all a madness come out with you know, his predatory behavior.
Mm. Yeah,
they've tried to do a bit of a soft rebrand, like, to not be as sexual, but they still got, like, they still got that side and worse side. But the public facing, they are doing more lingerie stuff rather than
yeah. No, I'm not looking for nonsense.
You're not here for that, are you?
I'm here for whatever.
He's living with something.
Nah, I'm here for whatever. I just literally... I want to see what she's going on with now, because...
What are you zooming into, though?
Nah, I'm scrolling Playboy.
Why is he scrolling Playboy for true as well? Man zoomed in.
Because I'm on Playboy, that's why I screamed in. Yeah, cool.
Look at him trying to see what's going on.
I want to see what she looks like.
Anyhow. I was going to ask you.
He's telling me Sexy Red looks disgusting.
He didn't say it's disgusting.
Sexy Red. You're telling me she looks disgusting.
Is that... Yeah.
She's not my type.
She's not nice.
No, okay, cool, but disgusting.
She's not nice.
Let's not focus on the disgusting.
All right, cool.
I think she looks disgusting so often.
In preference.
She don't want me, I don't want her. Who gives a fuck?
Simple maths. Simple maths.
See, that's what I don't understand. See, when like, people get vexed online when someone's like, oh, I don't like the look of this person. But they don't want you and you don't want them. So like, what's the fucking problem for them?
That is true.
Everyone chill out.
That is true.
I don't give a damn. Think about my rosy pink, my booty hole brown. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Drake breasts.
Female rap. female rap.
Anyhow.
What's
anyhow,
the name?
Female rap in the toilet.
Anyhow, can I ask you guys something? So, have you listened to Hussie's album yet?
Yes.
No.
Olivia Veronica Core.
I ain't listened to it in full.
You haven't listened to it in full? Okay. Have you listened to it?
Yes.
What are you thinking?
Jay Hoss's album.
Yeah.
Come off the breast, man.
No, I haven't seen
the breast. Man's just into the breast on the phone.
What are you doing? Look at the girl's Instagram now.
Yes.
Look at this guy. Well, before you get into
he's actually looking at this girl.
Are you
following her, though?
No. I just found her Instagram now.
Why is he looking for a girl that he dislikes?
I don't dislike this girl. How is she on Playboy?
Doing hella research.
What are you doing the zooming for there?
Are you going to drop a leg?
Why are you zooming in there? Why were you zooming in?
To see the breasts?
Wow.
Fam, if she's on Playboy now, this is okay, innit?
Fam. Juice.
Yo.
You just gotta say for journalistic purposes, innit?
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing this at home. I'm literally doing research right now.
You get me too busy.
I'm doing research. Well, hold tight her now. On the road, hold tight her. Playboy, you know, Matthew McGlow.
All right, quickly on the Hus album, yeah. I ain't listened to it in full yet. But my thing is, as someone that hasn't listened to it in full, I'm just observing the reaction. The reaction doesn't seem as big as his previous two albums.
Right. J-Hus album.
I'm not seeing as much accolades being like.
Yeah.
Like, but I was going to say, I'm going to respond to that.
What's it called? Beautiful and Brutal Yard?
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know the name. I listened to it three times
and it sounds good.
Yeah.
I ain't got much to say about it.
What do you think?
I think it sounds good. I think it's a really good.
But it's just good.
It's. I don't think it's done. Other than lean into the Gambia side a bit more, which it has been doing. Anyway,
yeah.
And it probably has been doing before because I'm not the deepest.
He's been repping African roots like heavy from early stuff. Because I've been a host fan from early.
So, oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm a host fan since Common Sense. I don't know.
Okay.
So Common Sense to me seemed mainstream commercial.
Yeah. I love that album.
I became a big fan from that album.
But okay.
Then these two are getting a bit more.
Gambian. I think Big Conspiracy is his best album.
I think it's sick.
Out of the two, I prefer it, but I like the live instrumentation that was used and stuff on Common Sense.
Yeah.
I like them both for different reasons.
I think this album, I think the best way to put it is J-Hus is just in his bag, innit? Like, he's in his bag, he's probably more comfortable than ever.
Is it complacency? Is that what it is?
Okay.
Third album. Two banging albums back to back.
If complacency can get you a good album, then go for it.
You know what it is? Okay. We sit here, we talk about music sometimes. Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, did people do that when B was making music?
Biggie.
Tupac was making music?
Yes.
Yeah, just not.
To this degree.
I don't think the technology was there as easily accessible as it is now. Okay. I think, yeah. I think, radio, barbershops.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I think this conversation is happening in barbershops, not on camera.
Do you think that we kind of like, because I thought about this, because at the end of the day, I do like the album. I do like it.
Same.
And the reason why I like it is because yeah, there's some tunes, obviously. It's summer, can vibe to them. But at the same time,
not too many,
some probably. Of his delivery, J-Hus is one of those people that, you see, when he says something,
mm-hmm.
the way in the delivery, y'all believe that man, you know?
It's probably.
Because there's a little turn on that album, it gets a bit grimy, and like when he talks about, like, Stabba Manchester and It's like, because of delivery and because he's able to really kind of paint the picture, like, yo, man's on some greasy things, you get me?
He's definitely one of the best in the UK for delivery.
Yeah. Even his colours. performance. It's sick. The delivery and just the ability to kind of like play different styles and different voices in the one song. Now, it kind of made me think in terms of
what... So I sent that to sent the colours to my cousin in Miami and he was like, oh yeah, this is like man's not hot but good. I was like, I can see what you're saying now. Like, it's not really like, you know what I mean? I can see why you said that.
I'm just laughing at the whole situation.
I can see why you said that.
It's because the accent, really.
Because he was there, he's in a cult, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he's probably a roadman as well. Like, Jay was probably like King Roadman.
Bro, we'll get into that in a minute.
Yeah.
But like, I think because we kind of, this happens a lot. I think that because we have this idea, if you put out a project, we don't care what you've been through. We don't care what you're thinking at that time. We want this, 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 this. And if you don't, the album's not going to be that good.
But is that not fair if we're the ones buying?
But is it fair because he's the one making it?
But who's buying it?
But people will buy it regardless.
Hmm.
Are you going to, is he going to make a product that will make everybody happy or make a product that he wants to make?
I think that's probably the difference between this album and Common Sense. Common Sense is probably the album that everyone wanted.
Yeah.
And this album is the album that he wanted to make.
I will say, I don't know, because maybe with Common Sense, there was no rollout, there was no actual excitement.
Oh, was it?
Or it just came out and it's like, rah. He drops. He's man Beyonce.
See, I don't know. For me, literally, I knew Lean and Bop. And then from Lean and Bop, it was like, oh, Common Sense. That's the man that made Lean and Bop. And then he's like, ah, this is hard. Mm. My man that did Lean and Bop did this. Sick. Like, that was my introduction to Jerry Hoss, to be fair.
And but, I remember with Common Sense, not Common Sense, when Big Conspiracy dropped, it didn't do any promo.
None.
And I think he went through some family... I think his dad died.
I
can remember the article I read. I think his dad died around that time.
Mm.
He was dealing with stuff with his faith, Muslim, or whatever.
Was his child born at that time as well?
I'm not too sure.
I think it was around that time.
Sure. Not too sure. So like it's a lot probably happened. You know what I mean? And with that music coming out, I feel like it's a lot less...
Happy.
No, it felt a lot more focused, like a more focused effort
rather
than the one that we receive now, where it's like, it's not that I don't like it, I just feel like it's more of a shotgun approach.
But the thing is, when you're working under so many, not constraints, but with so many different things going through your head, your mind's different.
Yeah.
Do you think that's where he's at now? You think he's got a lot on now?
I think he's slightly freer.
Yeah, I'm going
to
say it seems...
Because at the end of the day, you've got to as well... The thing as well, I'll tell you the reason why as well, because man's done a little time in the pen.
Yeah. Me?
And coming out of that, he may not want to have to say, yo. Because at the end of the day, he's the one going through it. And this is the reason why I say that irrespective of what we want, what we may demand as the consumer, you've got to realise the actual... artist is still going through life, and the fact is that I may not want to go into the deep times that I felt like when I was on my own independent, what I had to go through, I just want to pretty much like enjoy what I have right now, and I'm showing you I'm enjoying what I have right now. All of that I can go back to that on another album. I've got time. You see what I'm saying? But because we haven't necessarily had that, people are like, oh, it's this, it's that, and I'm like, bro, like, you've got to understand everyone has a different creative process, and just because they don't talk specifically about what you want them to say doesn't mean that what they're doing should be discredited.
I think both of you are right though, because I think as a customer you're still within your right to demand that, to demand, not demand, but to expect.
I don't.
I think it depends on your relationship with that. Well, you've got no relationship. None of us know J-Hoss. But, your own personal relationship with the artist.
But you know what?
Let's cut that out. Let's cut it out.
Yeah. It's kind of like when you say that, but you think of someone like Kanye when you do a... Don't get me wrong. I know it's like a million miles from like...
I was going to say, yeah.
Artist, but you've got a Yeezus album and you've got Late Registration. They're so far from each other, but it doesn't diminish the quality of what it is.
Yeah, you know I don't think this album's a drop in quality.
For JLS. I would say that it's probably quality is the wrong word. It's the potency, that's what I'd say. Because I feel as I said, it's a shotgun approach and there's just so much of it. I'd possibly, if you're gonna do a Afrobeats album, call the Afrobeats album fam.
But at the same time, you have to make something that's competitive to the market.
I know, and the market.
At the end
right
of the
now,
day, you see that tune Cream, it's more of a drill beat. So he's got to have something on there that can cater to that audience. Mm. If he doesn't, people are like, he's not doing this, he's not doing that. So I still think, regardless of what he does, because it's not exactly what we may want or what someone may want, they will still find holes in it and they will kind of criticise it. So, like, that tune, for example, Cream, he said he wanted the remix with...
Which one's Cream?
They asked him, who would he put on there? And it was Stormzy, Dave and Central C. And...
Oh, Cream, yeah. Cream's hard. CB goes hard? I don't know who it is, but CB goes very hard.
It's a case that because... people kind of like, I don't know, man. It's like the whole drill idea. A lot of people say it's dying off. But because there is still a group of people that want to hear it, the record label like, yo, we've got to have one of them. Because if we don't...
I mean, I think you'd want to give drill. I think he's still...
He's able to.
Mm. I think he wants to.
You know what I mean? I listen to the way he flowed on the tune. I was like, yo, this is effortless for him. Mm. This is easy. And he doesn't have to
do that.
But
that's everything for J-Hoss. Everything's effortless.
But that's the thing. It's like, it's not the repetitive cadence, the repetitive, like, way that most drill artists do perform on songs. And
but that's what sets him aside, isn't it?
That's what sets him aside. Because
literally,
you can't do that.
It's like on, is it crazy? I feel like... Like, I love that tune here, but I feel like about halfway through, he just starts getting, like, in his bag, and starts getting, like, really, like, violent and, like, really, like, dark.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, is my man all right? Like, like...
But is that like, what you like, though?
Well, it's like, it's not even rapping anymore. It's like, oh, I love murder.
Yeah. But is that what you like?
Okay, like...
I'm asking you that now, Tim. Is that what you like?
Not per se.
No. Effortlessly.
So, what do people want from him?
Good music.
I think it's nostalgia, you know. I think people want the vibes that they had when they first started listening to him. And I hear what you're saying, because if, let's say, for example, Dizzy Rascal is not obviously two different kind of music.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
But it would be wrong to expect a boy in the corner from Dizzy
right now.
Yeah. So I hear what you're saying, but there's always going to be people that say, no, I used to like this kind of music. I used to remind you of this kind of time. Even if he was to drop the same kind of music, people would be happy.
Yeah.
I reckon.
See, I'd like to see the process behind... What's it called? I keep calling it Man Don't Dance. Who told you? I'd like to see the process before that, because obviously if he dropped, it's crazy. And I feel like that wasn't the vibe that people were expecting after so long. Yeah. And the next thing you know, oh, here's Who Told You, which is a totally different vibe from that one.
Which he really should have dropped first, though.
But then I'm thinking, was because nothing else is on the album that's really like that. So I'm thinking...
What, Crazy?
No.
Who Told You?
Yeah, Who Told You. There's nothing else on the album that's really... I don't know. There's nothing else on the album that's really like that. So I'm thinking, did he just give that because he saw the backlash to It's Crazy and said, okay, let me give you something to dance to. Let me give you something. Because everyone was like, yo, I want Huss needs to return. We need a summer tune. We need an anthem. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, Huss is dropping tonight. And it's like, oh, it's crazy. It's
literally.
It's like the summer tune. You get me? And then, what was it, 2-3 weeks later?
Yeah.
No music video.
Yeah.
Just, okay, here's me featuring Drake. It's probably wasn't even going to come out, but I think he was just like, yo, this is this one. Let me give the people one of what they want, and then I'll get back in my bag on the rest of the album.
But that single did much better than Crazy.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's just what the people want. But I think the album was what he wanted, minus that tune.
I think it just depends. Who is he making music for at this stage?
Yeah.
Because 3 albums deep. He's in a good place, I'm assuming, or God willing he is. Mm. Is he going to keep making music for himself, or is he going to try and appeal to the charts? The label as well is on his problem.
That's
back,
it.
Because they want sales. So,
and yeah. I know that people might say, oh, but it's different. Irrespective of what people may say, the label will be looking at people like Central C. He's the new kid on the block.
This is it.
And
he's the man at the moment. Went diamond, didn't he?
He's the new kid on the block. Doja. Listen, it takes time to be the man.
No, but like...
Numbers-wise, he's doing it.
But...
Statistically. Well, there we go.
Sales is sales, though.
Yeah, numbers are numbers, though. And to be fair, no, we can't really doubt... we can't discredit what Doja's done. That tune.
Yeah, obviously. But what I'm saying is that because the record label will see that...
All you need is a Doja.
Yo, you need to bring something that's going to hit.
All you need is either a Doja.
Boom.
Or 32 GF. Breast.
GF.
I don't know. They keep going up. One's G, one's F. You know, they never even.
32 GF.
But because of that success that Sench has had and putting out the project with Dave, it's like, yo, we've got to get some numbers here. And for me, it kind of forces the artist in a different mind space.
I'll kind of find it difficult to think, to imagine J. Hoss is even considering Central C or even a label. The two very different artists.
The label probably. But the label will.
Numbers is numbers.
Because they think it's money.
It's a business.
I know, but it's
money.
It's two different positions in their care. Career.
It's the money,
two
bro.
Different albums.
It's money. Yeah.
It's the market.
Money is the
multifaceted. I honestly feel like Jay Huss is probably just doing whatever he feels like doing, and the label's probably letting him.
I don't.
The label's spending money, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I think they got faith in the J-Hoss name and...
No, 100%, but sounds, if I was spending money on you
direction.
And I know this agent over here just making a killing independently, I'm going to have my eyes on him.
Exactly.
I might Shug Knight him.
That's what I'm saying. Minus the one who told you, I feel like, yo, make whatever you want, just give us one. Okay, yo, Drake, jump on this one. Let me give the label the one at the one, and I'll do my thing for the rest of the album.
He didn't even need Drake for that one, you know.
He didn't.
Drake's versus whack.
But obviously, numbers in it. TikTok's numbers.
Don't get wrong, there's bad tunes on
without there. Drake, I'm saying without Drake, with that tune, don't know. The numbers that he has, but.
I think.
With Drake's
sound is not what it used to be.
No.
Well,
that preview went nuts, fam. And then everyone found out that Drake was on the tune, and everyone was like.
But I don't know. It's on a lot of playlists that probably wouldn't have been on if Drake wasn't on it.
Yeah.
Nah,
I agree on that.
That's a superstar, though.
He is. Okay. But with the Drake name, bro.
Different stratosphere.
Not anymore, though, is what I'm saying. It's not what it used to be.
I don't know, because even, okay, look, was it On Radar, the Drake and Central C?
Yeah.
That's at the top of two playlists this morning.
That's a video, though, as well.
The audio is the top of a playlist.
There's a video behind it, though, as well.
No, what I'm saying, if Drake wasn't on that, that would not be top of a playlist.
Sench, definitely.
Top of a playlist?
Sench, definitely. Sench is the hot boy right now.
He's the hot
top.
Boy.
I've never seen Sench at the top of a playlist. Not the playlist, I'm more into American music. And the American music that I listen to, I've never seen Central C's name. It's not just Coochie Rap. I listen to a wide range.
You wouldn't see him there because
he's
not American.
From Coochie Rap to Tame Impala.
That's not fair. We got Tame, though. Tame's cold.
It's very.
Sench is British. You're not going to hear him on an American playlist. Okay, he's by himself.
So he's there now. That's the market. Just having a freestyle with Drake is opening up to an American playlist.
I think Drake benefited from that as well.
No, really. Both of them.
Yeah, definitely.
Strongly benefited.
Definitely.
When Drake jumps on something, you know it's already hot. Drake don't jump on something before it's hot.
That's a freestyle, though.
You know what I'm saying? Drake don't jump or step out with no one unless they're already hot. He's not. Drake doesn't co-sign someone up and coming no more. He only co-signs someone now when their thing's off, like gone clear. You get me?
What do you think of that freestyle, though?
I didn't listen to it.
What did you just say?
Combination.
Oh, combination.
Is that like the guy did with the phony Jafakan accent like Drake?
Yeah. I hate it, yo.
It's horrible, isn't it?
You know what? I ain't gonna lie. I started watching the video and I was like, I can't do this.
It's bad, isn't it?
I don't know what it is with Drake.
Drake's just corny now, man. Like, I don't really...
He's leaning into the corniness.
He is in it, but he's an actor. Like, do you know how long... When I realised that Drake was an actor, that's when I just stopped trusting him.
Yeah.
Also, he's one of them, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. If you don't know what I'm saying, then you know what I'm saying. If you know what I'm saying, he's one of them. I'm not gonna tell you what
I hear you. But I listened to the audio. It's actually a good freestyle.
Drake's all right, man, but he's just weird to me now. I don't know. Yeah. Like, he's got braids, he's painting his nails, he's just doing whatever. I just think
glasses.
Yeah, like, he's just like.
I think
2020. I rate him more as a comedian, you know. I think he's super joke. Like, nah, I find
but the
him
thing
funny.
Is, you know what? Like, I think I need Drake. I was listening to a playlist on Tidal, and Tidal only play the tunes that are actually like decent. And I was like, this is some of Drake's ability, and the boy's got bars, but because of the landscape of music that we're in now. The point?
It's not really sticking in it, like it don't really matter. And because of the position he's in, he don't need to be rapping his ass off no more. Because even with that, so even with that Hush tune, yeah, I said to myself, I listened to it, first time I listened to it, I said, yo, this Drake verse is whack, but he's gonna do Drake verse things. Yeah. I said, even though I don't like this verse, when it comes out, I'm gonna be singing my man's verse. Is it like it's just gonna do what a Drake verse does?
I think the verse is alright still. It's just
I didn't like it.
I don't think it matches what Hush did, and I think he kind of dragged on. That little cadence that he's doing.
Yeah.
Kind of like how it drops. Touch my shoulder, right? Yeah. It's like, okay. But then he's like, I know the vibes. Like, he's like, all right, man, what's going on, like, man?
We know.
Or he's old in it, like, man, just he just drew that, like, that was just a stem from somewhere.
Yeah.
And I said, yo, 40, send him this. Sent him some old
stuff. And he's old.
Yeah. Send that. Like, he didn't care. That you could feel that there was no effort. There was no, you could defo tell they didn't work on it together.
No.
Yeah.
You could defo tell
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there was no cohesion, like,
yeah. But you between know, their two parts. You listen to, like, Dave and Central C, Sprinter.
No.
The song was Sprinter?
No. I haven't listened to it.
Yo, the EP's good, you know?
I like the Sprinter, something, with May True, Tick and Tin. I don't know.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Okay.
I just feel like Dave and Central C's voices sound so
But okay, different. So I have a bone to pick with Dave, man.
I don't know. He had one last week when you allowed Dave, man.
man, because what's he doing? Like, why is he... Is it... Because I was saying earlier, yeah, do you see, like, H, yeah? No one cares that H makes whack music now, innit? But when he blew because he was rapping his ass off in that one little freestyle video. Dave, yeah, blew because Dave was a very intellectual, smart, switched-on rapper that everyone loved that was from the hood. And, like, now he's making trash music, bud. When are we gonna, like, when are people just gonna say it? Like,
I don't think he's making trash music.
He's not rapping.
His last album, he was rapping with the pink cover. I keep forgetting what it's called.
Psychodrama.
I don't even really know.
But even then, on that tune with Getz, Fred, who else was on that tune?
Something in the Fire.
Yeah.
Through the Fire.
Don't get me wrong, he was good. However,
he got worked on that track.
I still think. He wasn't the star on that tune.
He was not the star on that tune. Because Fredo's got a banging verse on that tune.
And
who else is on there?
Gets smoky.
Gets is too smoky. Like,
smoked that
too
tune.
Too smoky. I don't know any man that...
His album was it again?
On Dave's last
it was on
album.
That was Dave's album. Was it the last track on the album?
Yeah. Nah, it wasn't the last track.
That's three or four.
But he gets smoked that tune. And it's like, I feel... It's just a state of music at the minute because
it's not competitive anymore.
Because
but Getz came from that era of,
and that's it.
When man's rapping, I'm rapping to be the best on
I'm
the room
to
or
be
the
best
on the tune.
You see when a man just make it sound all rock,
says,
oh, yeah. Now I'm trying to knock
I'm
you
coming
out.
To kill you on the tune. It's that's like, it. Right, you want me on your tune? Know that we're beefing on the tune. It's not. Oh, we're gonna collaborate.
That's
it's gonna.
It.
That's the era that man come from. Whereas
like,
now they don't care about that.
Man have to write a verse.
I like the
where you hear it and it's like, yo, I'm gonna go back and change mine still.
Yeah, it's not fierce like that normal.
We're gonna go back and change it.
It's not like
that's what it's about.
You guys remember that Far in the Booth that Kano did? Where it says, show next man your verse, that's MC etiquette. You guys remember that?
Yes.
What my man's trying to say, he says, in that same freestyle, it says, like, Geek said that he was scared to touch a booth. same with Getz. They said that he was scared to do a fire in the booth.
Yeah.
As you said, from that era, them man are competitive.
Yeah, it's different. It's different.
And nowadays, like everyone,
these men are just trying to make Instagram are, pictures.
They're not.
Facts.
Captions. Yo,
P Money says that.
Instagram like, pictures, bro.
Yeah, it's all about.
He's got a new album.
The ice.
P Money's been
the ice.
Yeah.
New album.
Nah,
bro.
I knew it was an
album. You get eaten alive back a day.
I like that. I like that. I think that's, for me, that's the best thing. That's the type of rap I like, and that's the best type of rap for me personally. Where man are going at
it. I stopped myself before I even said it.
What? You were just saying, well, see,
I did it. I didn't finish the sentence.
What did he say?
I said.
Yo, I make someone clip that.
Yeah, what did he say?
No, the little side eyes are.
I said, P-Money is so hot. Pause. I didn't finish the sentence.
No, you don't understand. You should listen to side eyes. The side eye. Pause. It's like.
I caught myself.
Caught yourself.
I caught myself.
Because you said P-Money looks like you.
I relaxed, man.
You said that. You said that?
Relax. I used to get it all the time.
Slow down.
Especially for a cap as well.
I used to get it all the time. Then I told you I'd met him in it.
Yeah.
I said, yo, I don't know why I said this. I said, yo.
You told him.
No, you need to hear this. No, hear this. Hear this. You need to hear this. You need to hear this.
People said that we look alike still. And he's like, he's like, nah. I was like, yeah, nah, I don't see either still. Nah, me either.
I ain't been charging people for pictures and that.
No. Man's like, oh, he's so like, you're the juice English people keep tagging me about. I don't like you.
But
album sick though.
Yeah, I've just added it. I knew I was forgetting that album to add, but that Central C Drake freestyle is actually sick.
I'll let it reminds you know. Me of I'll let the vibe when I get around to it.
It's like the vibe of like Kendrick and Baby Keem, Hillbillies. Like, is that vibes? Is it like the Jersey house?
Oh
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about this whole Jersey rap thing.
I don't know. It's like, what's her name? Ice Spice just dropped a Deli with that same drum pattern.
All her songs sound the same.
DaBaby.
She's dropped the same song like 5 times now. And everyone's just okay.
Yeah, with different drum patterns.
But everyone's just okay. This is the state of the game.
She's been in it.
This is the state of the game. It's terrible.
Because she's legit dropped the same song 5 times in a row.
With different drum patterns.
And the thing is, because she's making money, people are like, oh my days, this is good, this is that. Attractive. And she looks good to the eye. That's
a little bit more than slightly.
Who was talking about this? I think they're saying with Ice Spice, it's literally like branding. Like that orange hair,
the shorts. Netflix are making a show on the... something like the up and coming ladies of rap. They did not involve Lil Kim, Foxy,
Nicki Minaj, but that's
even Nicki. Nicki Minaj.
They wouldn't give permission to license the music. That's why they didn't let some of those ladies in.
What are you showing me?
It's back of the 38.
What are you showing me?
Nah. She's a one trick pony to me, you know. That's the trick.
Yeah, that is a trick.
And it's half hearted twerking as well.
She's a good
you know. Like,
but,
she's not really. I don't even think she's really about that life.
What life, though?
Like, I don't really think she's a ratchet.
It's that effortless twerk.
No, but I'm saying I don't think
it's a lazy twerk to me. You know?
Yeah, well, she's. Like,
they just turned around midway. It's shit.
I think that's where it comes.
It's like Anthony cut it inside his shoe. You know it's coming, and nothing's gonna happen. But salt is coming. Every time it's coming.
Oh, I thought you were talking about AJ, you know. I was thinking, how did you manage to put AJ and Ice Spice in the same? But even still, Anthony.
Yeah, Anthony.
But AJ is in a Nas verse. Segway. Like that.
Is he?
AJ's in one of Nas' verse on his new album.
I didn't know.
Is it a Segway album again?
Yeah. Are you there now? What's up?
Is it better than King's Dream?
Nope.
No. But there is a tune. You know that tune, Motion?
Yes.
Bad Boy still.
See, I like...
Flows, man.
There's some good
Magic
Nas tune. Is not... And this is the thing, like... You see, like, being good, once you're good consistently, it doesn't shock people. Mm. Once you are good, like, for example, not even, yeah.
He gets mad disrespected.
But you know what it is? You know what it is? Like, because Nas bar and people are used to it, They don't find no excitement. They don't find no kind of shock value that someone is working at such a high skill level.
Do woke rappers have longevity?
Woke rappers do, but I wouldn't say Nas is woke.
Rapper.
Nas isn't woke.
That's disrespectful.
It's just that, you know what it is? Nas is highly skilled. Being highly conscious skilled,
he's not conscious.
I wouldn't
not
even
conscious.
Say conscious.
You wouldn't
oh, no. It's just that he's mature.
Mature.
He's a mature, highly skilled rapper. He's like...
He's observant as well.
Yeah. Observant. You can see the landscape around him.
It's poetic.
It's like with... For example, like you see... Who would I say? I'm trying to think of an OG footballer.
Raquel May.
Not one and obvious.
Say again.
Overmars, Raquel May. Bergkamp.
James Milner.
James Milner. Yeah,
he's not really, that, that's James Milner.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, okay, cool. Let's just say,
Gareth Barry, you know. Bro.
Let's just say, okay, cool. KDB.
Okay.
Yeah? So, KDB works at a high level consistently.
Yeah.
So, when he wins things, people are like, yeah, but that's normal. That's normal to him because he's good. Now, if you have someone who is not as good and they have a good 4 games, oh my goodness, they're the best, this, that, and the other. Now, yeah,
that's the landscape.
And that is the landscape we're in.
But it's also...
And even so, I'll tell you something. Because sometimes I think the landscape we're in, it's not even 3 or 4 games. It's that one player who may be... The rappers of nowadays, they would pretty much score a good goal against the lower tier team because that goal looks like a worldie, even though the defensive line was terrible and the keeper had no chance just because of the angle it was shot at. They're getting all the plaudits, and this is what this kind of cohort of new generation rappers are.
But you know what it is though? I wouldn't even put it down to like form. I think it's more to go back to the KDB, like Naz is like a midfield rapper. Like he's not scoring bangers. It's just like it's just I don't want to say one level because it sounds like an insult, but it's like
it's a high level.
Yeah, it's a one high level consistent. And it's just running the game.
It's just Naz is
running
the game. Ticking over. Yeah.
And then you'll get, I don't want to say Drake, but you'll get someone that scores goals.
Yeah,
and they get dead.
I'd say even better. So I still say KDB. Nah, just because.
Yeah, I see that.
I see what you're saying.
You're just used to seeing him. Yeah. It's not exciting. It's just Nas,
it's
sick.
Good.
That's I don't think people's rating Busquets until like Twitter started gassing Busquets. I don't think like
some people still don't rate him now.
That's what I'm saying. Unless he's like a real football fan, unless he's like a real person that watched bare football, was watching bare Spanish football. You wouldn't really understand what Busquets was doing or what kind of player he was until this whole new era of football now where everyone watches TIFO videos and they can just think they're a tactician. Like
That's me.
Everyone.
but
like people can now even just awareness as to what's actually happening in the game. People say, now you got all these compilations on Twitter and people say, okay, now I can see what Busquets was doing in the game. But like when you just like watched him occasionally on a Tuesday in the Champions League, like once every however many weeks or months, you're saying,
what's he really doing?
But you realise he's like one of the most important pieces to whatever is that's going on. And I guess that's a way that you can describe Nas, but I'd also think of Nas as someone that's like a cult following type of rapper. So like the same as like people like Tyler, the Creator, their whole thing's built off like a cult following. They're not really seeking new listeners. They don't give a fuck about new listeners.
Well, their this is the thing though, because I feel like with King's Disease, it was like, okay, it's a
reintroduction. Someone
took the words out of my mouth. It's like a reintroduction to Nas.
Yeah, why?
Let's
why?
Keep all things to yourself.
Immature, man. Yeah, it was like a reintroduction. The King's Disease was like a reintroduction to Nas, and then Magic was almost like a harder version of that. No one say pause, please. I beg, no one say pause. And like, I feel like Magic 2 was good, but he didn't hit as hard.
It was. I don't think pause. It was as good as.
Nah, I don't think it was as good as any of them, but it's Nas, so it's going to be good
it's
music.
High level.
KD3 was still good, though.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah. If anything, you could. I feel like Magic was designed to hit harder. The way Magic...
Come on, man. The kind of beats that are on Magic aren't on KD.
Yeah.
Is that Magic's one that came after, innit?
Yeah.
Magic came after KD 2, was it?
Because that the one KD where one, he dropped KD2, it, yeah. Everyone was kind of like, what is this? Then he dropped the one, then he dropped Magic after in it, and was kind of like,
yeah,
check this.
I love Magic. And then this one, I don't feel, it doesn't feel like a Magic. It doesn't feel like what I was expecting from Magic. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? From the Magic series. But it's still good.
Natural progression. Still
good. I think there's a lot of experimentation going on in this one more than
the previous. Well,
with KD1, I feel there's a lot of experimentation. See, it landed.
Yeah, but that's what I was going to say. I feel like the experimentation was more of a King's Disease thing. I was expecting just more, especially to see the 50 Cent feature. I thought Magic was just going to be more hard-hitting, grimy like the first one was. But yeah, this one was just a bit more...
What was the 50 feature saying? Because I've been saying...
It's a laser 8 bars, to be fair.
Laser. Yeah. He needs to just not rap no more.
It was short, and that it was verse just... The other thing is, though, it's like... It kind of like shows 50's lifestyle.
Yeah.
As you said, we're rich now.
Yeah, we're rich. He gave a laser 8 bars and then said, yo, Naz, let's go to the club.
Let's go to the club.
He don't have the motivation to rap no more.
Don't blame me.
He just shouldn't.
Well, you know.
Would I go to a 50 show? That's a different story, fam, because he's a legend, like an outright legend.
It's his last order, isn't it? This is the last one. 50's done with
this. He's not built for music no more, man. He's not really about it. I think music was just something that he did at the time. It's one of them, innit? Like, it was something.
It's his vehicle.
Yeah, exactly. That was his vehicle in it, and now he's done, bun out, and gone. Don't business.
I want to
big him up though, because he's actually a certified legend. He gets a lot of disrespect. Standard. Like, he gets actually a lot of disrespect.
50 Cent gets disrespect.
I feel like he gets a lot of disrespect, man.
Where?
Online.
A lot of people just say negative.
Obviously, because he's a troll in it. Like, because he's a super troll. People just forget.
And like what people, achieved,
yeah, yeah, people I, forget I, the
I
impact.
Like, I thought 50 was just universally loved.
Yeah, but not for me. When it comes to talking about music, people disrespect. Like, people will fully try and discredit the impact that album had.
Yeah.
But that album, like his like cultural impact. Not many rappers have had the cultural impact, especially over here.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah.
I don't think there's many rappers.
Everyone knows. It's probably.
Nah, fam. I don't think they do know that.
Man had a G-Unit
impact is undeniable.
Don't forget there's a whole new generation of
different
people.
Different generation, bro.
Don't forget there's a whole new generation of kids that run
just
the internet
now. That
just
seems like the man in my power.
You get me? This nigga had his dick out on TV screen.
That's it?
Oh, no, man. I mean. Like, literally, 50 Cent, sick. But, what was I about to say?
Even people saying, get rich or die trying.
They were saying, how has this New York rapper got West Coast beats? People weren't even happy with that. And people are still complaining about that now. Saying he had a Dr. Dre handout that made him blow. So this is still there.
Tell him to go listen to How to Rob.
Yeah. The mixtape series, 50.
That mixtape run, yeah. Legendary.
Big time.
No one can talk to 50 Cent. That mixtape run, bro. My man called out, you don't care. And this is the thing. This is what everyone loved about him. But I'm not going to get too much in that stuff.
Dear Googles.
What? No, this is probably none of my business, yeah. But what's like gigs doing with like Diddy and Khaled?
You know what he's doing? He's explaining the offside rule to Khaled.
Oh, yeah.
Khaled's probably sitting there.
Is it Miami match?
He's saying, so basically, So basically, once he goes past the last two defenders, that's offside. And Khaled's like, you smart.
You're not doing the gigs voice? Obviously, yeah.
You can't go past my man.
Yo.
But yeah, like...
I think he's mad.
Is that just like friends now? Or do you think it's the business or...
I think it might be business.
I think it's business, but I think... You know what's
kind of them like Hov and that. Like,
it's weird. I think it's weird.
Is he Rock Nation gigs?
I think he was at Rock Nation Bridge.
Yeah, he was at the...
It's all right, you're there.
Yeah. As I said, is the business attached or is it literally just mates, isn't it?
I think there is business, but I think I still think don't get me wrong. The whole reason why they're there of Messi is insane. Like, because American sports is obviously massive. And for people to jump on planes to go and watch this man that's like this big. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's Miami though.
And it is in Miami. I know that.
I think it could have been anywhere in America. Any one of America's main markets.
Anywhere.
Like, Messi was bringing people out.
If Messi's bringing them out, and...
If it was New York, everyone would have been out there somewhere.
Everyone would be out there.
LA, everyone would have been Messi. Out there.
And the way they're going out there, Texas. I think, how much are the tickets now?
Something
like $68,000.
What? Yeah, the price got, used to be like $25, and it went up to the hundreds because of Messi.
Yeah.
And people are upset. 6,000.
Or 6,000, something like that. Bro, like he's going tickets. Mad.
I think he's in about one match.
I think season ticket, probably Messi.
It could be one of matches though.
Yeah, Messi, that's Messi debut.
Ronaldo's debut when he came back for the Newcastle game.
Okay.
Tickets were originally £55. It was still going for 11 grand when they realised it was going to be his re-debut. Black market. So
this is it, man. Like, I think it's insane that people, Americans there, are kind of like, now, oh my goodness, we love soccer.
Oh, keep Americans out of football. Keep them out, man. Did you see, you saw what happened to Leeds United.
Bro,
it's mad.
You see what's happening at Chelsea. Keep
Chelsea. Chelsea's going to come good this season, you know.
Great thing.
I think they're going to come
still
good.
Still halfway through the club owner's handbook.
Yeah. No, I'll give him that.
At least he's got ambition.
He's got ambition.
Nah, it's
an 18-month course, man. They're unforgiving. LinkedIn course.
I think with the way that the star power is happening, I'm like, yo, you got to realise, this is like year 12 against year 5.
Have you seen Busquets ball out? For
Bruv.
He's not easy balling out in America.
He's just, these men are playing like just...
What, light work for the
Busquets? He's a light work. Iniesta's there as well now.
He's like, oh, this is what you men are doing.
He just won the league though. He can't leave.
It's just mad. I think it's mad like... The way...
So I think Messi's, I've been hearing his name dropped in song like hip hop and that. I heard that Kanye dropping his name a couple of years ago. I feel like Americans are trying to be hip to soccer, but they don't like it. You know what I mean?
In
like,
their hearts of hearts.
They don't care
about
soccer.
They don't care.
But it's like, okay, this is growing and I want to be cool. And everyone's talking about Messi, World Cup especially. It's like, yo, we'll let's see what this message is about. And you got ISO speed. Speed.
Conspiracy theorist in me tells me there's certain deep. Why are the Americans so interested?
Money?
It's obviously attached to money, but what is the big
player
behind it?
I think the women's team doing well as
well. It's because they're getting the next World Cup, innit?
Americans?
America's 26. America's getting the next World Cup. Yes, I've seen it. And this is it, like, they're getting the next World Cup, so they've got to kind of, like, it helps build the whole thing.
That's why I'm skeptical,
because
I watched that documentary.
It's all shady. Exactly.
It's so shady.
Money like, talks.
And that's it. Money talks.
Dirty cash.
Money talks, man. And even then, it's like the other day I saw people saying they're comparing the Saudi League to MLS. And I'm like, bro, you see this Saudi League? Bro, it's not going to go away.
Nope.
It's not going away.
We're in the Champions League in 5 years.
I can't promise you.
They're going to do some adaptation.
No.
Super
League team. Some club, everything's going to change.
Champions League format's changed now already.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's European. They got their own Asian Champions League.
No, that's what I'm saying. They'll find a way to buy into the Champions League. You think man are going all the way
up there? They have 76 billion to invest in football.
Hendo's laughing, yo.
700 grand a week.
It's literally, the Club World Cup is a big thing. Like, put it in the rest of the world, it's massive. Club World Cup.
It's a big thing still.
It is.
It's a serious trophy.
I think they're gonna use the Saudi League. Oh, are even Saudi League even involved? I think they are. I think they're gonna just try and pump that league. Get the rest. They really wanna globalize football.
76 billion.
They wanna get it out get it out of Europe and globalize football. Because football is big everywhere. But Europe is where it's massive, major. You know what I mean? They want to split that pie.
It's like you see in the comments people saying, oh, but, like, they're buying all these players. But what about homegrown? Bro, they don't care about no homegrown players.
Nope.
They do not care. They're going to buy the hottest guy that wants to say, you know what, Real Madrid want me, but now I'm going to just go and be able to have money to buy Real Madrid as the club.
Look what Agallo said. Done an interview saying, I can't take trophies to the supermarket. We're playing for money.
Yeah. So, change your families. Like, it's a different thing. the money that they're offering and the standard of living, the way that it's set up and things that I'm hearing about how life kind of works over there.
Tax-free, isn't it?
Tax-free.
People don't follow you because it's Muslim country. Yeah, no idol worship.
They have like little, they have like little campuses almost like where like you drive through like into, it's almost like a gated area, but almost like where English law will exist in like a gated community.
Oh, yeah.
So that it's almost exactly like England. And you can do all of that. Like, well, just not...
I wouldn't even risk it.
No. It's a legit thing. But like it's mad, and like I understand it because like it's bigger than football at this point, innit? Like, let's face it, innit? Money's mashed up football time ago, innit? So now it's a thing where like man also can't forget football's just a job, innit?
That's the other reason why your club still exists.
Chelsea out here.
No, but I'm saying it's mashed up football.
No, I said speak for yourself. I love money in football.
I'm not saying I'm not that, like it's just a like a fact, innit? Money's ruined football. Football hasn't been about football for a long time now. It's been money's been.
That was coined when like Sky took over Premier
League. Sky,
innit? Yeah.
They created a whole new
league.
Yeah. Facts when the Champions League left ITV2, that was trash. Like all of these things like slowly happening, you started to see that like football became less and less about the fans about the and game. More about growing the sport. For money and capitalizing off it in a mad way, innit?
But the football's still great though, isn't it?
No.
Is it? I think football peaked between like 06, well, I'd say from like 2000 to 2010. I think that was like peak football.
I think so. You see,
I've enjoyed what I've seen anyway.
You see to be honest, I know it sounds bad because he's making it better, but overall it's getting worse. I think that Guardiola, in a way, killing the footballer, but the football gets better.
Yeah, I hear it. Yeah, I think also football works in cycles.
It does, but the thing is, you know what, like, individuality gone, but the team being more efficient
is in.
Goes higher.
Football's all about tactics now.
It's like the system Premier League. Is the priority.
Mm-hmm.
You with your little stepovers.
You don't do that.
You don't do your little stepovers here. It's like,
well, you can, but you got to do it in a specific part of the pitch.
It's like, you know what I mean?
Zone 7 only. Like, you can only do step overs if you're in zone 7, fam. Don't let me see you do a step over in zone 14.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, where he scored the goal. Took him off. Because he was in the wrong part of the pitch. Like, it's mad in it. But that's just, like, Guardiola and his obsessive nature in it. I feel like not a lot. I feel like there's other managers that are less...
I think all across the Premier League, if everyone else is playing a system that can kind of like win, it's not about the player. You come in, you take his place. We've got a system. The system works. We win. It's like, I look at like, for example, I saw today that Chelsea put in a bid for Casado.
Yeah.
80 mil. Just turned it down straight away.
Brighton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brighton are pricks, are man.
Brighton
are sick pricks because of the transfer business.
No.
Nah, nah.
Like,
Brighton are
the one Colwell.
It's like,
they want Colwell.
They're not going to sell him. I bet you they don't sell him.
Who can
sell
him?
They want Colwell.
They want 100 mil.
Or Colwell.
They need Colwell.
Yeah. Put Colwell as part of the deal or...
You lot can't keep selling. You lot can't keep producing great centre backs and then letting them go and then need centre backs. What's this about? Like, stop doing that. Like, you lot like let bare six centre backs just like out of your club and desperately playing a 40-year-old Thiago Silva whose knees are crumbling.
Mm. Nah, he's alright still.
Nah, he's cold. He's still their best centre back, which is shocking.
Yeah, I just think that.
Fofana's knees are crumbling.
Fofana ain't got no knees, man. Oh, they dodged a bullet. That's when you see when everyone was chatting shit about Arsenal. Like, why did you not get Saliba? Look at Fofana. Fofana's clear. But do you think man don't read scouting reports and injury reports, fam? People that just want to talk, like at the highest level where man are spending millions of pounds, Jake MUFC on Twitter, thinks his opinion, Wesley Fofana is so clear of Saliba. But it's like, bro, there's so many factors that go into buying a player. And obviously, they clearly knew that my man's knees are just dust, fam.
Feta cheese, yeah.
At the end of the day, you still got to look at it as well. Even Ziyech filed his medical to go to Saudi League.
And I mean, I don't think he gives a damn about football, man. He does not care.
He don't care.
He made it out of the hood, and now he's him and his brethren are guests.
That's true.
But in terms of the Saudi League, I think it's just mad. Like, everything's going to change. And it's
players world, now, they're just going to be like, yo, I can get paid ridiculous.
At a very fast pace now.
Drip too hard. Drip too hard.
You want to move?
Now, I'm good.
Let me reframe this.
Oh my god.
Nah, but I think it's all crazy, it's all mad, but you know, it's the landscape of football.
It's mad, isn't it? It's just not going to change. It's not going to be like, where was it, China, when everyone went China. It's not going to be like that.
It's not going to be like
there's way more money. Yeah, there's way, they've got
government,
way too much.
The government just stopped it, isn't it?
Yeah, they got way
too much. Saudi are pro, like.
76 billion.
Saudi needs football.
76. No, but didn't they, what did they buy? What did they just buy? The PGA?
Yeah.
If you tapped in, the PGA tried to resist it, and then they just basically just got their dick out on the table and said, "Have some of this."
Sports.
They
Saudi got too much money. They got too much money.
Like it's actually crazy. They might just take over sports.
Some of them, man.
Yeah, boxing. Yeah, exactly. AJ Wilder fight.
Do you sign me? No.
Wait. Say that again.
I hope they do sign me.
Sign you.
Yeah, that was
okay. Okay.
Huh? There you go. I think I could do it.
Send them some goals.
Yeah.
Compilation. Just send them
my Adidas boots, yeah. The too uncomfortable. Got a tear in them. So, Subs gave me some boots in it. Are they called Ronaldo's? Is that just what you call them? Oh, okay. Yeah, some baby blue boots. I was like, yo, I ain't good enough to be wearing bright baby blue boots, you know. But I ain't gonna lie, bored out in them.
Yeah, did you?
On some
bored
light
out.
Bored out. Did you put them on? You just felt like Ronaldo?
I just felt light. I skilled out players. I don't even know skills. I don't know what skill I
did. Did you step over?
I tried to step over.
Did you fall over?
I got tackled. But I did move the ball. The man came for a tackle. I just moved out of the way.
Yeah, shifted it.
Couple left foot balls and that.
Yeah.
And, like, balled out.
Balling out.
Yeah. I dropped the shoulder a couple times.
Okay.
I think I can.
Let's do this.
Me and Lukaku got the same first touch.
Let's do this.
You're probably better. You're better.
Alright, Operation Get Juice to the Saudi.
You see me play though? Someone's seen me play?
Yeah. Oh, you seen him play?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, we've got inside because I feel
Was you wearing those boots when you scored that worldie? Mad volley.
I was wearing the black.
Oh, okay.
I was wearing the black and red ones.
Yeah, nah.
Minor.
I can ball.
He can still that. Factually, he can. Better touch Lukaku.
Better touch Lukaku. I'll take that. F him anyway.
He's coming back though.
It has to.
Next month he's gonna be starting
under 18, did it?
Nah.
I saw today.
I don't even know first.
That Martinez said he tried to call him. Man, oh, yeah.
He's a snake.
The manager Martinez.
No,
Lautaro Martinez.
Yeah.
Oh, Lautaro Martinez.
Yeah.
All his teammates and that been airing. Like he's been reaching out to all his teammates and that they've just been airing.
Oh, no, that makes sense. No, why would you air them and then try to ring them later? Oh. No, he did try to ring them back later though. Yeah. After recently, but they're in him now.
Oh, mad.
Because he's trying to go Juventus, isn't it?
Juventus don't want him.
Yeah,
well,
the fans don't want him anyway.
Yeah, the fans.
He needs somewhere to go. Like, he doesn't want to
Juve on the day of the Champions League final.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Was it the day of the final?
Save the final. He's really organizing. Yo, look at me, boy.
See,
when I bang, yeah. Just get the paper.
See, Lukaku
ready.
Not even make the stadium.
Lukaku thinks he's sick in it. He thinks he's sick in it.
The numbers kind of.
Nah, the numbers are okay. What?
Okay.
The Kaki's numbers. Is that like one great season, innit?
No.
How many great seasons?
He's had a few still.
He's had a few, you know.
Great seasons.
He's banged off every club.
You know what it is?
West Brom.
Even
United's first season.
Even United. He's got some numbers up, you know?
Yeah, it's got numbers, but are these great numbers now for where Lukaku sees himself?
That's Belgium's highest top scorer. He feels like he deserves these moves.
He's in Prem 100 club.
Okay. Souls Walcott, though.
Souls Walcott.
Walcott's a legend for Arsenal.
Walcott's got 100 goals.
United was shit at that time, and also Chelsea was shit at the time that he was there. Like not like shit, but like the times that they were there, there weren't great teams in it. It's just like, Chelsea last season, they had their players that weren't really doing it, but you can't necessarily criticise the player because it's just.
When there's like they were just having a bad time, Chelsea weren't really doing nothing, like they just weren't, like they just weren't doing anything last year. So it's like to say Raheem Sterling had a bad season last season that was like was bad, but it was like, yeah, Chelsea were bad.
Yeah, honestly, I think it's you can't single out an individual Chelsea player. Like Modric, I think he's getting some harsh criticism, to be fair. No one had a great season.
I think Modric will do very well this season because Pochettino works well with wingers.
Mm. Yeah, it's going to be scary well still.
You work with Wijnaldum.
He's going to sun him up. He's going to sun him up.
And even... Mbappe. Was he there with Bale?
No.
Nah.
Jose, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, he'll do well. I know he will. Yeah, he will do well.
Chelsea's going to do well this season. You think?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know.
Chelsea will do all right.
No European football as well.
No European football. I think we need a CDM.
We need...
Enzo.
If we get Casado, I'll be more confident. But no.
Yeah.
See, Enzo's not a CDM.
Well, what is Enzo?
What is he?
Sentiment.
I thought he was a CDM.
Nah,
Everyone's trying to gas him up like he's the best CDM.
I thought
like,
he was a CDM.
He can play any position in midfield, but he's not a CDM.
Didn't he play six for Argentina in the World Cup?
Nah, he was more attacking.
That's the reason why I didn't understand when people were saying it's CDM. I was like, but he didn't play there for Argentina.
It's not a CDM.
I don't know why I thought. And plus, for Argentina, everyone has to do things that they don't want to do to compensate for Messi.
It's like it can be CDM, but I don't think Enzo will do well as a CDM in the Premier League. It needs a CDM next to him. So he can cook, basically, as the kids say.
You lot ain't really got no... You lot sold Kovacic, you sold Jorginho, you sold Kante.
People keep saying, oh, you guys have sold so many players, you guys are going to be shit. No, we sold.
You don't have a big squad.
You had a massive squad, so you had to sell.
But we haven't sold...
Now they can fit the changing room. We haven't sold great players. I'm saying first team impact.
Yeah, we're not missing the players that we sold. Over the Mount, he was injured a lot last season.
Yeah, Mount. That's a stinker, that is.
I think
Boli's got ambition.
I think you know what it is. I think Havertz.
People are like cussing him for the United game, and I'm like, yo, the man does not play there.
Where is he gonna play for Arsenal? That's what I want to know. Left?
Yeah.
Nah.
But for me, even so,
starting.
For me, I think
he has to start.
He's got wages. But I don't think he will because once Partey and Rice are fit. Solid. Partey, Rice, Odegaard.
Yeah. I'm not arguing with that.
Havertz come in for a little cameo, score a goal.
But the way he has to start games, though. I don't know why Arteta bought him, to be honest. Trossard, I understood. But Havertz...
I don't know.
He's not good on the left. He's not good on the right. He's not taking Odegaard's
spot. He's a bad boy, what are you on about?
You know what?
He's a bad boy, eight.
For Arsenal.
He will be.
Nah.
Top four predictions before we go.
Top four predictions.
For next season.
City, Arsenal, Liverpool.
See, the number four spot's always hard, isn't it?
I don't know if Arsenal, Liverpool. I feel like Brighton might be cooking though, man, because De Zerbi was on some shit last season.
I think City, Arsenal. Arsenal closer because Man City is slightly weakened, but... At the same time, I can see Foden playing a lot more this season. I can see Kovacic coming in for Gundogan. And I can see Calvin Phillips playing a lot more. Say again?
Calvin Phillips playing where?
When they're resting Rodri.
Yeah, Rodri.
FA Cup games.
Yeah, Rodri's the best DM in the league, to be
fair. Rodri's the best in Europe. In the world.
Best DM in the world.
No one can't talk to him at the moment.
Bad boy.
No one can't talk to him. I can see... what's his name? I can see Grealish actually unleashing.
Yeah, season two. I can see and season three
like coming with some serious smoke. And Haaland's gonna do Haaland. KDB, they're just gonna have to keep him fit as he's getting older.
They're gonna have to play him.
Just City, Arsenal.
Arsenal, I can see coming second, but closer because at the end of the day, trajectory each season with Arteta, they've got closer to the top team and. With that being said, more firepower, more players. Obviously, it's going to take a little while. To be honest, I can see the first few games of the season being a bit of a struggle because at the end of the day, you've got so many new players to bed in. So
Champions League as well, even so in the league,
you've got Timber. So you've got who you're going to play? Ben White, Timber, Tomiyasu.
Yeah.
You got
no. They're coming. Timber or someone comes in at left back.
You can't play left back.
Zinchenko's not starting the season.
But he won't.
Zinchenko's not starting the season.
But at the same time, I can still see the midfield conundrum just because you got Partey, Rice, Havertz, Odegaard. Who's playing where? And even then up top, who's playing where? Where are you playing Trossard? Is Trossard playing? Trossard's better than Balogun. He's better than, at the moment, to be honest, and Arsenal are playing firing.
Well. Exactly. Midfield in that left leg.
Arsenal, I'll tell you something. Arsenal, when Trossard came in, he was playing better than Jesus.
100%.
He's playing better than Jesus. You see what I'm saying? And he did disrupt his flow when he came back in. So it's one of those situations where the manager's got some good decisions, some difficult decisions to make. I think Liverpool will, as soon as they get their flow of fire, they've got Szoboszlai in midfield. Yeah. So Szoboszlai in midfield. If they get Lavia, if they put the 50 mil up, forget Lavia.
I think he's cold.
Hey, don't they need a right back?
I think he's so cold. Do they need a right back?
They'll play Trent right back.
They will play Trent right back.
I guarantee you, because that's why they're buying Lavia.
Trent's not moving into midfield.
He's not moving into midfield.
He's not going to become a midfielder yet.
Because they've got, they're getting Lavia. Because think about this now. They've got Lavia and they've still got Thiago. They've got a ball player.
Yeah.
If they've got a protector, ball player, runner, done, you get McAllister to come on and does what he does. Just do a little bit of magic in the midfield and that's it. And then all you need is to finish out and Nunes will be 10 times better this season.
Yeah, Trent, he's a bad boy.
Nunes is going to be sick this season, you know.
Trent will be so sick in midfield.
He will.
But he's not going to because he don't want to play him there.
Not for Liverpool.
Not for Liverpool. Don't want to play him there.
Not while Klopp's there.
Nah?
Yeah. When Klopp leaves, the next manager is 100% playing in
midfield.
100%. He'll be ready by then.
I think Salah will be good, consistent, but...
How many goals?
I think Salah will get 30, standard. But the thing is, I think with the team changing and getting younger, I think Saudi League is going to start looking and appealing to Salah.
And he's Muslim.
Exactly. Style of life. He can live his life, make money and be private and not get none of the flack he does from the media here.
And post his Christmas pictures in peace.
If you want to. I think fourth will be...
I don't care about fourth, man.
I think fourth,
you'll win or
most likely, is a toss-up between Man United and Chelsea. But the thing is, Man United still need that striker.
They need a striker for like 10 years.
A right back. Wan-Bissaka's been good defensively. It's just that going forward is lacking.
You can't rely on one right back for the whole season.
No, you definitely need another one.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And the sold Elanga, which I didn't...
That's good, because he's very bad.
No, but the thing is, you know what it is, though?
He gets good at position, though. I think it's a bit harsh for him.
What's his position?
For the kids, he plays like as an actual striker. But they just use his strengths and put him on the wing.
They put him on the wing, his pace and strength.
He's not cutting it up for him.
He's not good enough for United, but yeah, he played out of position still.
I think you see this? I think one thing that's going to catch them, I think this season, this gung-ho kick down every man might catch Martinez.
Oh, and Casemiro.
Casemiro's a bit more clever.
Sometimes you can tell he's frustrated. Yeah. Sometimes he just lets go.
Martinez is just a bit rash. And it's like, this is the challenge you did on Bellingham.
Yep. Unnecessary.
And I'm like, bruv,
completely unnecessary.
It's a friendly, and two, it's unnecessary because you were so far from goal.
Ain't no friendly, cur.
You get me? And
he wasn't like this in the final FA Cup. So
where was the energy?
I still think that
Man United,
these kind of things will catch them. And because everyone else is strengthening so quick, they've got more time to bed in. So if they don't get that Holland quick time, it's going to take him 3, 4, 5 months to just even get used to the pace of the Prem.
I heard PSG bidded for him, though.
And that's it. So
I hope that happens.
It's going to be tough. I think Chelsea will be the ace just because they're young. They've got a young team.
Mm-hmm.
If Pochettino gets them playing, they're going to be rapid on the counter.
What are they going to do, though? Because what has Poch done anyway? So
play counter-attacking football.
And done what with it?
Champions League final. Second in the league.
Back to the final. Congratulations, you was there.
Now, but even so, I still think Pochettino...
Look how many teams haven't got to the final, though.
I look at...
No, that's best, but get over the line sometimes.
But think about it. At this time right now, Pochettino's building the team. However, it's not a finished article. He's going to get them a higher position in the league. What can they do? Buy better players. Is anyone going to outbid them? No.
I think Poch is a great coach. I just think he has a ceiling. I just think he's like, I think he's like a better version of Graham Potter. Like, do you know, like, you get banging football, you'll absolutely be, like, you can be cold. You can do all the cold things. You'll play sick on the counter. If you want to play a little bit of possession football, you can play possession football.
That's the kind of man that you want.
But is he going to get over the line?
A manager with a ceiling that's determined to break it. You want to give them the right stuff to break the ceiling?
You've been trying to break ceilings for time, man.
I think...
He won trophies at PSG, to be fair.
I think we've...
I'm not convinced why it's time at PSG either, by the way.
Yeah, but it's Tottenham and PSG. PSG, you can expect it to win. Tottenham, you're not expected to win, to do anything, to even play well.
At the end of the day, I'll say that Jose went to Tottenham and didn't win nothing.
He got to the final, though.
He got into a final and sacked him.
They sacked him.
He would have won that final.
Just before a final. Do you know how...
That's Tottenham.
If that's not, like... Bottle job history 101, then I don't know what is, bro. But yeah, a manager like Jose that's never lost the final.
Top four prediction.
City, it's a toss-up between Liverpool and Arsenal for me, for second.
Second and third.
Yeah. Because Liverpool, their firepower, especially the front, Nunes, Jota.
Exactly, but Diaz.
The bare man, you know, and they all fit.
The rapid.
This is it, Salah exactly. As well. They can rotate so many men. And the mid, yeah. So, and I think Chelsea is going to be number four. I don't see United getting top four this season.
Mine's pretty much the same. City, Liverpool, Arsenal. Something's telling me not to rule out Newcastle.
Is this one, Tonali?
I think, yeah.
Tonali and Bruno G midfield's madness, you know.
But I still think lost Champions League well. Football, man.
Yeah.
Champions League football will catch up with you hella quick when you've got to play on that Tuesday and then play the Saturday.
Even
and
just I don't put, European football. They're not used to that.
Yeah. And I don't want to be that ambitious to say, oh, Chelsea fourth. But
Chelsea will be around it.
I think we can. Let me get a CDM. When we get a CDM, then I'll...
Oh, but that team's got Champions League experience. Sorry, Newcastle. That Newcastle team now has Champions League experience.
From who?
Trippier, Tonali, Bruno. Oh,
but most of them have never even seen Europa.
It's not like it's fresh squad with no one that's
playing. How do you think John Terry feels with so many black players at Chelsea?
He feels right at home.
Fuming. What about Koulibaly?
Selling monkey
Koulibaly
NFTs.
Koulibaly,
Cody. How about that?
What about Koulibaly, though?
John Terry's not racist. He just says racist things.
But how do you think he feels about Koulibaly, who rang him and said, please, let me take your number. And then, fuck all.
With the number. On nothing, you know.
Yeah. And now he's dipped.
Just cut out.
Well, he got a new number, already. Like, yo, don't make no one for me again. But nah, I don't know. I can't think. Number four. Go on, Chelsea. Chelsea
it's
4.
It's got to be Chelsea.
Chelsea 4.
I think United will be alright.
But we need a CDM. So. We need someone to play alongside Enzo.
You do need someone to play alongside Enzo. Yeah, you do. Yeah. You do.
I'll
tell you personally, it would have been good. For me, in my opinion. Wembanyama.
Pretty boy. Wembanyama. Don't say Loftus.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think, Chelsea. You know what?
It did it. It did.
I've always rated him.
Them two years, they didn't go out together last year.
I've rated him. It's just that he needs to stay fit.
Loftus ain't a CDM.
And...
it's not a CDM.
True.
Because of his profile, he gets misprofiled as a CDM.
He could be a great CDM, by the
way. Yeah.
I think the art of coaching is kind of forgotten about in today's game. Also.
I think Tuchel wanted him to be a CDM, but he's an attacking player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had that crazy run. Was it under Sarri where he was just
crazy,
like an advanced midfielder?
Loftus Cheek is an attacking player.
Scored like a hat-trick in the Europa League.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, man. Let's wrap up.
But yeah, like, share, subscribe, all of them things.
See, I knew I forgot something earlier. Like, share, subscribe.
Oh, yeah, do all of that.
So it was the 36 juice. But like...
No, but I found a picture, yeah.
So, juice 38.
Juice always got Chef pictures 38. First, man. First it was my man's back.
I could see him in Playboy still.
Oh, he's changed! Whoa. Oh, he's changed now!
Nah,
look at him now!
Looking at this one, though.
Now he's zooming in now.
I mean, what did the son did nice by it, to be fair. They showed a good picture.
Well, this guy, you know, always changed now.
No, I still don't think she deserves Playboy, but...
What does she deserve?
What's, like, the lower down from Playboy?
Nuts magazine. Only for...
what are you reading, fam?
Isn't it? They banned all top shelf magazines.
Have they?
All of that shit's out of here. Ceased to exist.
Nah, I feel like I've seen someone on the top shelf recently.
Maybe, you know, them corner shops where they don't care about the rules.
They're old, man. They let kids buy vapes. They're just taking the money. As long as the money's right, still charging
50p for card and that.
50p for bags as well.
Don't do that, fam. He's telling me, I don't care.
But yeah, man. Like, share, subscribe, all them thing there. And yeah, man. Big love and big respect to subs coming true.
Yep. Family. Oh. Yeah, yeah. No, it's usually you. See you next week and all that kind of stuff.
No, no. You said it.
I don't say that.
You do.
Do I say that?
Season three.
Yeah, man. See you like next week.
Yeah, man. Bless. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We'll see everyone next week.
Enough love. Back again. In a bit. Go on.
Catch everyone next week. Bless. Peace. No, next week or 2 weeks time. Catch you soon, man.
38 G.
I think it's 36 G, isn't it? 36G.
Big up.
Shout out to 36G.
Respect.